is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your top priority post-lockdown, not according to you, but according to your astrological sign.
Oh, good.
Who could imagine a more accurate depiction of your character than a random month you were born in?
No, if we're going to do this, you have to believe in it, boys.
Okay. Consider me someone who believes.
I'm a believer as well. Yeah. Jax, please go ahead. Tell us, based on our sign, what we want to do.
What you should do.
Oh, okay.
Aries.
That's me.
You should be going to a theme park post-pandemic. That should be first on your priority
list. So Wonderland is going to be first on my priority list?
That's right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're looking for a sense of adventures. All Aries are. Tauruses should be going out to restaurants and enjoying meals with their friends. That should be top of your priority list.
It's big.
Sorry, anything else, TJ?
No, I just think what a unique thing to do.
Gemini, libraries and bookshops will be exciting for you. Cancers, drinks with friends. Me. I'm not coming with you. Leo.
I am a Cancer.
Haircuts. Haircuts are number one for Leos. I'm a Leo. I get my head shaved.
Well, you get your hair cut anyway because your girlfriend's the hairstylist.
Yeah.
You're the only head she's been able to cut for like the last 6 months.
Did you write this list?
What's that? No, I'm in solidarity.
Like, the rest of us in this room have mullets and you're like...
Yeah. I've stopped cutting my hair because I feel guilty about it.
Have you actually?
I haven't cut my hair because I feel guilty about it.
Well, you have a hairstylist girlfriend.
I know.
You guys are...
We are one.
No, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. You can have your
hair. It's allowed, yeah.
Listen, she's just because we have mullets, you should laugh at us. It's
okay. You have a good curly mullet.
Thank you.
Virgos are looking forward to... TJ, don't start with me. Virgos are looking forward to traveling.
That's classic Virgos.
Wow, what
Take
a Virgo
me back.
Move.
If you are a Leo, you should be heading to a live show or event. First things first.
You, Jax, right?
What's that? No, I'm a Leo.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No,
if you're a Leo.
This is Libra.
Oh, Libra.
Get with the times, Adam.
Sorry.
Scorpios, gyms and fitness facilities will be first on your docket.
Keep a Scorpio out of the gym, as I always say.
Now, this one's a different one. Sagittarius. Yeah. If you're a Sagittarius, you should be going to the zoo right away.
Oh. A friend of mine used to do the tours there. He'd do like the, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He said one of the funniest moments that he ever had was he was doing a tour and people all started laughing. He thought he was hilarious. Just turned out one of the elephants, when they had elephants, was just peeing.
Oh.
And he said it's more like a waterfall.
Yeah. Oh. He said, I've never seen so many Scorpios laugh.
Capricorn, shopping freely. Aquariuses, restyling your home.
Wow.
Yep.
Ooh.
And Pisces, if you're a little Pisces, this makes sense, you'll want to be doing a lot of swimming. Like a fish.
It's almost as if they took a list of the 12 or 13 things that people miss doing.
They just slapped
a sign next to it.
I'm sorry, did I bring this to the show and you guys wanted to talk about it?
Yeah, why do you think we wanted to talk about it?
Yeah. Huh? Damn it.
What a fascinating article.
Yeah.
So
Stop
glad
it.
We did this.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
For the first time in 15 months, rent prices are going up again in Toronto. 15 consecutive months of rent prices going down.
Damn.
But according to a new report from rentals.ca, the average rent prices for condos in all apartment sizes across the city of Toronto was $1,987 as of March of 2021, is $467 lower than the year before, but up a little bit from February. Marks the first time since December 2019 that the average monthly rent actually went up in Toronto. Bizarre time we live in. Justin Bieber once intentionally lost his passport on purpose because he missed normalcy. Did the recent profile with GQ magazine. They revealed that I was working so much as this young kid that I got really sad. I miss my friends and I miss normalcy. And so me and my friend hid my passport. The record label was freaking out, saying you have to do the Today Show next week. And if you can't find your passport, of course, it takes a couple like days to get your passport sorted. But he was just wanting to do anything to be normal at the time. And he eventually confessed to hiding the passport and later performed on the show.
Sounds like he had some intentions.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did it. Wow. I did it. And I'm here and I'm going to stand by it.
Oof. Bridgerton just got renewed for season 3 and 4.
Yay!
Netflix just announced this yesterday. I was met by a very exciting fan base, although they've been still a little bummed out that Reggae Jean Page will not be joining the show's second season, which is currently in production. But from my understanding, he was never supposed to be in the second season, was he not?
No, based on the book, producer Jesse was actually talking about it because he's read the books. He knows the fandom. I'm not sure. But he was saying that this is like, if you read the books, you would know that he's not coming back.
Right, yeah. I read the story about the books.
I love the Instagram comments where people are like, if you read the books, you would know. It's like, well, no, we
no one reads books.
Yeah.
It's for losers. Yeah. Oh, God, reading. No,
that is not true. Don't say that.
Yeah, spoken like a true book reader.
I love reading.
Okay, over there, cool guy.
Yeah, whatever. Adam and I have to go sit in a convertible and wear sunglasses.
Yeah. Go Leafs go.
Sleeveless shirts. I shouldn't have made that Justin Bieber joke. I shouldn't have.
Reap what you sow, Jax. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hi.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sorry, Anderson Paak and Bruno Mars. We need to play real music.
No,
welcome
don't
to Pump It or Dump It with Chet Hanks. White Boy Summer. Oh, do you pump this or do you dump this song?
I swear to God, man, as soon as you get a bag, these people want to take it from you.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Don't forget, turn it up, the beat on my headphones.
I like the
beat. I'm just playing the first minute for you, just so you get a real sense of the song. Here it comes.
I met a bad little shorty on the powder dance. Getting to the bag like it was her only chance. Rich bitches, no one up them bands. Said fuck it, then she went and made her only fans. Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram, gym, DM and her number. Woo. Hit the strip club of Mike Thunder. Woo. She let me beat it, I'm a white boy wonder. Bad gal, white dun.
No.
Oh no.
Rude boy, it's a white boy summer. Woo. Woo. Bad gal,
all right.
White dun da da.
What are the text rude boy, messages saying?
Oh, they're not. They're not very Team Chet, I'll tell you that. Someone from the 647 did say, I'm not angry. Pump it.
What?
Someone else said, dump. I have never heard something so painful. Someone else said, dump, dump, dump. Oh, my God. Another one from 905. If I ever hear someone say Guyana like that again, I'm revoking my Guyanese citizenship.
He's just...
Brayden said, this song makes it seem as though white people were bored claiming land and now we seek seasons.
It's not wrong. It's funny.
Well said.
It's just if you have access to, you know, music production, doesn't mean you should use it.
Yeah. On record, I dumped the song, but I found it extremely entertaining.
Yeah.
And I think the music's good. Like if you really listen, okay? So have a listen just to the music, not to his like weird lyrics.
Club of Mike Thunder. Woo! She let me beat it, I'm a white boy wonder.
That's a good beat.
Yeah, because he bought it because he has a lot of money because his dad's Tom Hanks. That's
I don't
why.
Know. I think he made
that's
that.
Why. No.
You know what?
He made it in garage.
Sometimes when you catch a bag,
stop.
These B words be after you.
No, this is garbage.
Some more text. I say pump it. I don't love the lyrics, but I love the beat and the vibe it gives off. Another one says pump it. This is from the 905. I'm a black Jamaican woman and I'm loving white boy summer. Here we come. Last one here from the 587. Dump it. It's too funny, though. Also, I vividly remember us pumping Vin Diesel, and I have yet to hear his beautiful music on Virgin Radio.
I agree. Did we pump that song, though?
Oh,
all right. We're going to do the results next, right now. Dua Lipa. We're good.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your
stop
favorite
it.
Instagram tip, DM and her number. Hit the strip club of Mike Thunder. Woo! She let me beat it, I'm a white boy wonder.
That's Chet Hanks, Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah.
Rapping. White Boy Summer. He's got his song out. The video, by the way, people are like, I can't wait for the video to drop. Oh, the video dropped.
Oh, it did.
It's got, by the way, 60,000 views in 10 hours.
It's awful. I'm just going to say it.
It's a lot of butts in it.
All right. Now, TJ pumped it. Jax, Jesse, and I dumped it. What are the techs saying?
I got two more for you from the 289. Dump it. It's like when you're in high school and someone does rap at a talent show.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
That's good.
That's exactly what it's like. Someone else pointed out, so Chet has a brother named Colin Hanks, and they say that meanwhile, Colin Hanks is making handkerchiefs. And I researched it, and Colin Hanks does indeed have a handkerchief collection, and it's called Hanks Kerchiefs.
Okay, that's really
that's cute.
Cute.
I like that.
Not quite White Boy Summer, but it's something.
Did you see this text that came in from the 647? You got to read that one.
The Andy and
yeah,
Toy Story.
Yeah.
From the 647, I like to picture Andy from Toy Story as a teenager rocking out to White Boy Summer while Woody just stares.
So, producer Jesse, we've had the chance to take all the votes on 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Our DMs are open always on Instagram.
It has to be dumped.
Is White Boy Summer pumped or dumped?
It was a lot closer than you think, but 70% of people say to dump white boy.
Who are these 30%ers, man?
Just looking for anything in this pandemic. Yeah. Just some sort of entertainment.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Former Bachelor Colton Underwood came out as gay on Good Morning America.
That is incredible.
Yeah. He said, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time. I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all this was letting people know. Underwood said he's now the happiest and healthiest he's ever been and admitted that he found himself in a dark and bad place before realizing his truth.
That is beautiful. And, yeah. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, why was he on the show then? It's like, you don't know until you can accept, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, good for him. That's really wonderful.
Totally agree. No bed and no bathhouse in Scarborough. Just went for $1 million. 29 Bridalwood Boulevard. This house is stripped down to the studs and ready to be renovated, at least so the ad says. There weren't photos of the inside of the home on the listing. But after 2 days on the market, a buyer who was up for the reno project shelled out $1,050,000, $50,000 over asking, and purchased the bungalow home. It has nothing in it.
You know, a good opportunity. That's a renovation buy. What I say.
And you hear stories from your parents and they're like, I don't understand why everyone's complaining about real estate. I bought my house for like $75,000 in 1972. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, things have changed a little bit, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is testing out a video speed dating app because everyone wants to hop on Facebook to speed date.
Like, what?
It's called, it's described as video dating with kind people and promises no public profiles, no swiping, no DMs, and it's free to use. The app will seemingly cycle through speed video dates that last 4 minutes. It's unclear how many dates a person will go on per event, but the app says you will both have a great time, and daters will be scheduled for a 10-minute second date if you both agree
great
to do
place
so.
To meet your aunt.
Yeah. This has chat roulette vibes, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, all.
Yeah,
it sounds like terrible.
Spoiler alert, this is not going to go the way
also,
they think it will.
I don't want to video date somebody I've never even talked to before. Are you kidding me? I don't even answer a FaceTime call when my mom calls. Like, I don't like FaceTime, period. Why are people obsessed with this video dating thing?
That mom thing sounds like something else. But
well, it's just like, you know, I just don't want to get roped into something. Yeah. If usually when my mom's calling, it's because she needs me to do something that I've been lazy doing, right? Fair. But like, when you're on a video date with somebody, and it's like, say it's even 4 minutes. 4 minutes feels like a billion years when you're on a bad date.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do it with a stranger? That seems weird to me.
Why would you want to go on Facebook?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys heard about Facebook described and promised that it would be fun. So I think that we know.
Wow. Yeah, that's
it. From history proves itself, Facebook never lies to us.
You know who we trust?
We gotta listen.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Can always trust Zuckerberg.
He knows a good time.
Yeah, he does.
Anyway.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. All right. Now, we got another keyword for you because in less than 48 hours, we're giving away $100,000. Have you heard? Let's get you in the draw.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, this one I feel is going to split people like no other. It has to do with going through somebody's things. But is it okay if you find the thing that you're looking for? Go ahead, producer Jesse.
So I'm going to give her fake name, Leanne. She says, my boyfriend and I are doing no Uber Eats April. We've literally spent all of the lockdown ordering food, and those fees have finally caught up with our bank account.
Yes.
Matt doesn't know this, but to keep him honest, I've been checking his email to see if he has an Uber Eats receipt. And lo and behold, Sunday morning, I see that after I went to bed on Saturday, he ordered a burrito bowl. Matt thinks I'm a bad person because I was going through his emails, but I think I'm a good person because I was right and I caught him lying to me. By the way, for context, we have access to most of each other's devices and his email is signed into the shared iPad. So I didn't go out of my way to snoop, but tell me I'm right, please and thank you.
Oh, you're not going to hear from me. Bad person.
That's why? Tell us why.
I love you, Leanne. But no, because you have access to something doesn't mean you should be going through your email. That is somebody's email. And yeah, he probably shouldn't order the burrito, but no. Stay out of your partner's stuff. That is not your business. It's not. Just get out of there. You're looking for trouble.
Not a bad person. And in fact, I think you're a great investigator.
Ooh,
and if I were you, I would update your resume and submit it to detective services because you clearly are really good at this type
of
stuff.
So tell me, are you serious? What it is that you think makes it, like, what makes this okay?
I am always of the camp that you should leave someone's phone or their personal stuff alone. Everyone's entitled to a little bit of privacy. Having said that, it sounds like they have a pretty open relationship in terms of their privacy with their devices. So that makes it okay.
You're struggling here.
She had the green light to go through his email. She did.
No, she did not.
She did.
That's not a green light.
it's a problem because he got caught. That's why he's upset.
Right.
Because she's a really good investigator.
I'm going to say, man, I'm so split on this one. I'm going to say not a bad person, and I'll tell you why.
Sick.
Okay?
He won't agree with you.
He is... And a dummy for giving anyone his password. If you give someone your password, you are giving them license to go through your stuff.
No,
which is
you
why
are
in
not.
Every relationship I've ever had, all of them have failed. I have never given my password.
No.
No banking information, no email, no Facebook, no Instagram, no Twitter, nothing. You do not get my passwords because even though we're in an interdependent relationship, that does not give you access to my things. As soon as he gave that over, he gave her license.
Adam said what I said,
it's
but better.
Fault.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is my girlfriend has my phone code because she has to switch music for me, whatever, on the phone. I don't care if she has my phone code. Does that mean she can go through my text? No. Will she? No.
Why does she have it then?
What's that? It's so she can switch the songs.
Can't you just do that on your home screen without switching?
No, I'm driving. No, it's you guys are bending the rules.
Are we bending the rules?
Sounds
exactly like they had an agreement.
No.
And Detective Leanne sniffed out a lie.
All right, now, the question
is,
and we say bad person in a tongue-in-cheek sort of way.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a bad person?
No,
416-872-9999.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, can you recap us on the story?
Yeah, Leanne and her boyfriend were trying to do no Uber Eats April. And to see if he was being honest, Leanne checked her boyfriend's email on their shared iPad to see if he was being honest. And lo and behold, she saw that he had ordered a burrito while she was sleeping.
Now let's say hello to Dora. Let's explore this topic, shall we?
Have to agree with Jack.
Here she comes. Yep.
Because of the fact that I've been married to my husband for 28 years and been together for 31, even though I do know his passwords and he knows mine, we have never gone through each other's stuff. Yeah. I don't even go through his drawers. I give him his laundry and then he puts it away.
It's about intention.
Yes.
And that's true. But here's the thing. Most people aren't like that. Yeah. I understand how we're supposed to be. I understand that. But can we live in Reality Central for a second here? Nobody's like that. Nobody really. There's not a lot of people who are like, no. Jax, are you telling me you've never gone through someone's email?
I went.
Yes, you have. You've never gone through someone's text messages.
I went through somebody's text
messages.
Yes,
you have.
I was 16.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Yeah.
You've never done it since?
No, I haven't because that's not what you should do. No, not once. I haven't looked through anything.
All right, TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 905, not a bad person. My wife has all my passwords, and I completely understand that means she can see everything I send and receive. It sounds like this guy's a little silly for not understanding that himself. She's not bad. He's bad for being so sneaky.
Ooh.
From the 905, bad person. She took advantage of his trust to go through looking for evidence that he lied to her. Plus, she did go snooping. Even if she tries to deny it, she admitted it to go looking for a receipt.
Yeah, he lied to his partner, but she still went through his stuff. Like, it's just nothing's good here.
I have two sets of keys to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I'm so on board for this.
So my question is, if I gave you a set of keys.
Yeah.
What would be the reason for giving you the set of keys if you weren't at least going to jump in at some point?
I would keep them because if you lose your keys, I'd be ready with your spare set.
Okay. Is that the reason I would give you my password if we were dating?
Yeah.
Like, it's not
according
the same.
Jax,
what is this metaphor?
No, it's the exact same thing.
Don't go through
that metaphor.
Don't
but
go
it's
through
all
your partner's stuff. Yeah. Especially over a burrito.
I agree. So take the option off the table. Now, 416-872-9999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999-999 the results. And remember, you're the jury. She a bad person? And we say that kind of tongue-in-cheek. 999-999. It's Alessia Carr on Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Time for the results. The story one more time, producer Jesse.
Leanne and her boyfriend were trying to do no Uber Eats April. And to see if he was being honest, Leanne checked her boyfriend's email on their shared iPad. And lo and behold, she saw that he had ordered a burrito while she was sleeping.
Two last texts very quickly.
From the 647, not a bad person. If he didn't want to get caught, he should have used his brain and deleted the email receipt.
I mean, that's probably true, too, but she was going to check.
Another one here from the 416. Bad person. Don't go through emails.
Yeah.
Simple. Also, what kind of a tyrant gets mad about a burrito?
I mean, they did make an agreement to save money, but no, I like this tyrant narrative.
I really, really like this world where this person's a tyrant.
Really good angle. Okay, producer Jesse, what are the results? We got texts, we got calls, we got DMs. What do we got?
It was a close one, but 54% of people are saying bad person.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
It's weird. Jax always preaches honesty. But,
interesting.
You know. But Jax. You lied, kind
that,
of.
That is being honest. He's not looking through your partner's stuff.
Wait a minute.
Yeah!
TJ forgot what side he was on. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hey, thanks so much for participating. Now, we got trending coming up at 9:50. And then, of course, a Google Smart Home Mini at 10 o'clock with producer Jesse's trivia. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Here's something we haven't been able to say for 15 consecutive months in Toronto. Rent prices are going up for the first time since December of 2019. Now, a new report from rentals.ca show that the average rent prices for condos and apartments of all sizes across the city is $1,987 as of March. Now, March 2020, it was $467 higher per month. So it's dropped a little bit year over year, but up a little bit from February of this year. So it's finally starting to rise.
Well, they're saying that, but I think that probably is a reaction to what happened in March when we started to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know, this lockdown in April, if we're being honest, probably isn't going to just be April. Yeah. So I imagine that those fall again. This is the time to move. If you're going to do it, do it now. Big
do
prices.
It now. Because they are estimating that by the end of the year, regardless, rent prices could go up by as much as 4.4%. So
not shocking.
No, not at all. No bedroom, no bathroom house in Scarborough just sold for $1 million. It's located on Bridalwood Boulevard, and it's stripped down to the studs and ready to be renovated, or so the listing says. There weren't any photos of inside the home, but after being on the market for 2 days, a buyer who's up for a renovation project and is clearly the fourth property brother spent $1,050,000, $50,000 over asking, and purchased the bungalow home. And is probably getting their own HGTV show as we speak.
I would think so.
They're probably going to look incredible when it's done, though. That's a great piece of land.
This is time to rent it out.
It's good to have land.
And $1 million
to spend.
Yeah, no kidding.
And don't, like, when there's, like, nothing in it, don't you have to put way bigger of a deposit down?
You have
like,
to put 50% down.
What?
If it's not a functioning house, you have to put half down.
Really?
Yeah. If you want vacant land or a non-functioning house, because the banks obviously are a little bit weary of that, it's 50% down.
I didn't know that, and now I know
so
that.
You're putting... What do you paid $1.5 million?
Yeah, so
or $1.05 million. So it would be like 550,000. And then on top of that, your taxes.
Yeah.
For land transfer, which is another probably $50,000-$60,000. So you're talking $600,000 liquid.
Probably takes a year to refix or fix up that house, and then where are you staying and while you're doing that?
Yeah,
you're either paying rent or you're paying another mortgage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my other castle.
It's like, and listen. I grew up in Scarborough, and I feel okay to say this. Nobody wanted to live in Scarborough up until like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I loved growing up there, but nobody wanted. Now it's $1 million for an unfinished house. That's
unbelievable.
Insane.
Hey, Bridgerton has got renewed for third and fourth season. Netflix announced that yesterday and got the fan base very excited, although they're still a little bit bummed that Regé Jean Page will not be returning for the show's second season, which is currently in production. And if you're a fan of the books, you know that his character arc kind of ended at the end of the first season anyway. So.
Producer Jesse, you feel okay about this? You're the one who knows the most.
Yeah, because I read a story on this story.
So what did you know?
His story is supposed to end at the end of season one, and that's supposed to be it.
Could he come back as a ghost? Or he's
so
hot. He's
not
so
dead.
Hot.
It's just not
involved.
It's
not Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
He is supposed to exit, and you are supposed to be happy about it.
Okay.
Well, we're not. Okay, we're not.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So if you want to win yourself a Google Smart Home Mini, we got one for you. Coming up after the Kid Laroi. It's going to be producer Jesse's trivia. Right now, without you, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax, it's Virgin Mornings on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Google Smart Home Mini ready for you. You just got to pick who's going to win this game. Now, hear how the game works first and then choose your champion, producer Jesse.
So I'm going to play a clip of an artist that we play, and they're going to be in a regular setting. It's going to either be like a wedding or before they're famous at a talent show. And the first person to buzz in and tell me who that artist is gets a point that round.
Wonderful. Okay. So who do you think is going to win this one? Is it Jax? Is it TJ? Or is it me, Adam Wilde? You pick the winner. We call you back. You win your Google Smart Home Mini. So we ready for number one?
All right. This artist is performing If I Ain't Got You at their brother's wedding at the age of 23.
Who's that artist?
Some people want
Jax, Jax,
Jax, but
Jax.
There you go.
Well, boy, done. Bruno. I love Bruno.
You should hear a little bit of that. It's okay, very good.
Oh, is it really good?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it should be there.
Listen to him.
He's amazing live. You guys got to see it.
All right. Artist number two. This artist is 15 on a street corner singing Justin Bieber's As Long As You Love Me.
Who's that
artist? Sorry, we have to say that. Ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
I was ready.
As long as you love me.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
You.
Did you know this?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you said 15 singing Justin Bieber. It's Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
All right. Make my hints more vague.
I was too busy shouting, who's that artist?
I forgot to do that part. All right, ready?
All right, this musician pulled up to a New York City subway platform and performed with Jimmy Fallon.
Who's that artist?
Jax.
TJ.
Jax.
Lady Gaga.
Incorrect. Adam.
Christina Aguilera.
Correct.
Whoa.
I remember the bit.
Oh, that's
funny. Do you?
Yes, I do. I remember that. It was really good, actually.
Yeah, she killed it.
That's so good in any experience.
Fallon, like, outside of the pandemic, had, like, a run that was really, really good. And then he stopped doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
And
I like when he laughs in his interviews.
Stop it, TJ.
All right, that's 2 points for Adam, 1 point for Jax, and no points for TJ.
Uh-oh.
All right, in 2017, this artist went to Lisa and Beck's wedding just because Lisa's niece asked the star.
Who's that artist?
You.
TJ.
Sam.
Nice. Well done.
Sam Smith.
Are you playing now? Good.
Hey, he's nailed every who's that artist.
It's true. That's true.
That's really good, man. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Two more to go.
All right. This artist is 12 years old, singing Alicia Keys' No One at their school talent show.
Who's that artist?
You and together.
TJ.
Incorrect.
Adam. Alessia Cara.
Incorrect.
Ah. Oh.
Jax?
Oh, my God. Billie Eilish.
Incorrect. That is Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Wow.
No one,
hey.
That doesn't sound like Dua. It sounds a lot like Alessia Cara.
Wow, she nailed it. Amazing.
She's really good.
Aww. Wow, is Dua Lipa good at stuff? Crazy.
So talented.
All right, Dua Lipa, final talented artist. And Adam's in the lead with two.
Yep.
Jax and TJ got one. This artist is performing in a mall to about 30 people before they were famous.
Who's that artist?
You treat me like I was in love
Jax.
Again.
Jax, TJ.
Adam. Jax.
Oh, my God, I'm
incorrect.
Oh, no, TJ was next.
TJ.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Well done.
I can tell it was Ed Sheeran. Wow.
Damn.
Wow. All right.
So I believe we have a tie.
Okay.
Closest to, you can go over, how many Twitter followers does Ed Sheeran have?
Oh, God. Jeez. Twitter?
Yep. Twitter.
I'll say, like, I'm going to say 5 million.
I'm going to say 20 million.
Closest to Adam Wilde, 17 million.
Wow!
Well done.
I didn't expect him to have a big Twitter following.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it
doesn't seem like he says a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's like, every time he tweets, it's like, I'm going away for a year.
Yeah.
That's all he says.
His last tweet is from 2017.
There you
go.
Yeah. 17 million people.
17 million people want to follow me.
And yep. I tweet every day. How come I can't get it?
Anyway, all right. So,
congrats, Adam.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I appreciate that. It's nice. It's nice when I win, isn't it?
Because
it's so
damn rare. Who's that artist?
So the question we have now is, did you text Adam to 999999? If you did, don't hang up when we call you, because we want to give you a Google Smart Home Mini right now. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We got a text message from Nick here. We had a few of them over the last few days about TJ's new floor. Now, if you don't understand, if you don't know what's going on here, TJ is not only moving in with somebody new, Val, who we love, by the way. Happy 1 year to you too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But also, he's decided that he's going to do something he's never done before in order to impress her, because that's the only reason he could be doing this, yeah. And that is put in a new floor. He has never put in a new floor in his life, yeah. And he's like, no, I'm going to put extra strain on myself, yeah. And put in a new floor, because this is a great idea.
And Val's from Peterborough, so I figured doing this would impress her.
She loves farm men.
Yeah.
She's not like a handyman.
So I gotta wear more plaid, I guess.
So we had the arguments over-under listed at 3.
Yeah.
So far, half the apartment's done?
Over half. I'd say like 2/3 of the apartment. We're probably gonna finish today.
Okay.
Hopefully. And so far, we have had 0 arguments.
Oh, really?
We did it.
All right, Yeah. Well done. Now, I got a question. Are we going to get a before and after? Did you take a photo?
Yeah, I took some before and afters.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to post progress just in case I screw it all up and have to take it up. So my plan
that been so much better.
Is to post a before and after when it's all finished.
Okay.
And to make sure I don't lose any appendages in the process, because I am working a rather big saw.
Just playing devil's advocate here. But when we'd made this bet earlier on in the week, we realized that we're asking TJ if they argued. So are we getting the whole truth? Like maybe we should get in touch with Val later or something, because I don't know if we're waging.
We're actually not speaking right now. But no, we've actually been really good. And by that, I mean, sometimes I think she just sees that I get frustrated with floor. And then she goes, you know what? I'm going to go stand over somewhere else for a little while until he calms down.
Also, if you want to check out our YouTube, Virgin Radio Toronto, TJ started wearing a hat this week because he's like a construction man now.
That's right. Yeah.
Never seen him wear a hat before.
Bought himself some Dickies. Yeah. And here we go.
I'm wearing Carhartt.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Such a handy man.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.